The internet is not, the internet is not a big truck. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. The internet is not, the internet is not a big truck. The internet is a series of tools. The internet is not.
Welcome to Darling Cyber Cafe, your digital information haven for coffee aficionados. In an age where data is currency and every click could be a threat, knowledge is your greatest defense. I'm your host, Darling Grissom Jr., and this is the podcast where we illuminate the dark corners of our digital world. Join us as we navigate the ever-changing currents of cybersecurity news, IT security, and the latest in the cyber landscape. Whether you're a seasoned IT professional, a business executive, or just curious about the forces shaping our digital future, Darnley Cyber Cafe is your digital coffee house guiding you through the noise. I'm here to break down the headlines, decode the jargon, and deliver actionable insights to protect your data, your business, and your peace of mind. So fasten your digital seatbelts and prepare to embark on a journey through the ever-shifting world of cyber threats, news, and IT security. Darnley Cyber Cafe, your digital information haven for coffee aficionados, starts now. Episode 73, FCC votes for net neutrality. In the beginning, this was a partial techno transcript of the late U.S. Senator Stevens to describe the internet in context of opposing network neutrality. This comment was made back in June 28, 2006, while he struggled to find a metaphor to criticize the bill. This bill would have prohibited internet service providers such as AT&T, Comcast, Time Warner, and Verizon from charging fees to give a higher priority in relation to other internet traffic. Techno Ted Series of Tubes song has been etched forever in internet pop culture of the 2000s. Now understand here, Ted Stevens was born in 1923. So his understanding of where the internet was in 2006, truthfully, I don't blame the guy for having a limited understanding of the topic, albeit should have not had a particular position on something that he didn't fully understand. Now, what is the FCC? For the non-Americans, the FCC is the Federal Communications Commission, which is an independent agency in the United States that regulates communications by radio, TV, satellite, and cable. The FCC equivalents in certain parts of the world are, in Canada, the CRTC, which is the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission, and throughout Europe is the BEREC, which is the body of European regulators for electronic communications, and in Africa, the African Telecommunications Nation. Now, I want to give a quick brief history of the war of or against net neutrality. Net neutrality was first coined back in 2003 when, in the early 2000s, internet providers started to ban VPNs, which abbreviates for virtual private networks, or setting up their own Wi-Fi routers, which inspired the movement. In 2008, the FCC orders Comcast to stop throttling BitTorrent connections. And in 2009, Apple is caught blocking iPhone users from making Skype calls at the request from AT&T. Now, eventually, these companies eventually relented under the pressure by the FCC. In 2015, the FCC passes a net neutrality order preventing the blocking or prioritizing of any internet traffic. And then in 2017, the FCC abandons the 2015 order to allow broadband providers to block or throttle traffic as they see fit. Now, in 2024, they made an official vote to reinstate net neutrality. To say there is an important reason aside from politics as to why, the importance of why we need net neutrality. Net neutrality is the principle that governments should mandate internet service providers to treat all data on the internet as the same and not to discriminate or charge differently by user, content, website, platform, application, type of attached equipment, or method of communication. Is the United States of America late in the game of net neutrality? Are there some countries that do not enforce net neutrality? Yes. Here are some honorable mentions. Argentina, Australia, China, Chile, New Zealand, Russia, Indonesia, and India. Now, I'll add that some of the countries that I just listed are partially enforced. Now, there have been some violations in recent history, but I'm not going to get into specifics. This is just an overview. So why does it matter? Without net neutrality, your internet provider can throttle, which means increase or decrease, your internet speeds and or restrict access to certain websites. Remember back in the day where you could only select specific cable channels or packages? It's something like this. You would need a subscription or pay more to see more channels. Net neutrality means that ISPs cannot change users' access fees for particular websites, meaning that ISPs can establish tiered packages with certain in-network websites as a fee for accessing out-of-network sites, video streaming, online gaming, and any other high bandwidth services. So imagine having to pay extra to stream Netflix or see another website that doesn't belong to the AT&T networks, for example. And you can say the same thing about Amazon or anything like that. Now, politics do play a key role here too, especially in the USA. For example, an ISP could support one candidate in an election, and then it could slow down or block access to the opposing political party's websites. Or it could charge access to view these websites for either candidate. You see how messy this can get? Now, there have been arguments against net neutrality, which I've seen arguments that is about freeing the internet from government regulation. Although there is some light regulation involved by the governments, this allows consumers to gain access to all content equally, giving freedom of choice. Now, I will also add that consumers do not necessarily have a lot of choice. Most homes in North America have one or two choices to select from. That does not debate net neutrality per se, it's just an observation. Also, note that all these other ISPs are actually using big ISPs connections, which are simply white label products. So what I mean by that is there are a lot of choices out there. If you search for internet service providers in your area, you may see, you know, five or six different choices. But keep in mind, they may actually piggyback off of the big three or four's services. So that means basically if you're with one ISP, which you may be paying less for, you'd still be using their platform, their internet platforms, for example. So not that the FCC has passed again the net neutrality laws in the United States. Where are we going from here? Well, that's a great question, because is the internet a series of tubes? I wouldn't stop at tubes per se. It is a series of interconnected computers, servers, routers, switches, and wires. It's also a network of private, public, academic, business, and government networks of local and global scope. To put it simply, these tubes, physical or wireless, traverse the globe and orbit the Earth. Our connection to the internet has enabled us in recent memory to be able to work and play in ways our great-grandparents never could have envisioned before. I will also give Nikola Tesla an honorable mention here, as he did imagine the world connected wirelessly that would fit in your pocket. Understand today is that we may have taken internet for granted, as many governments and businesses try to take over it by using fear to change your minds. And at this time of this podcast, there have been a lot of discussions about the continuity of governments, the continuity of our internet, and you probably have been seeing a significant number of cyber incidences affecting everything, critical infrastructure, businesses, banks, governments, everything and anything has been attacked this day and age. So this is why having net neutrality is important. And unlike, let's use China, for example, which has the Great Firewall of China, that prohibits its citizens to access the internet for kind of a free overreaching. It essentially locks down certain websites, restricts certain websites from being able to access further users. So what it does is it only allows the citizens to be able to view or access specific content that complies with the Communist China Party's policies. So you're not going to see a lot of various other websites that the Chinese citizens can look at. So they've been given a very small substrata of data or a small substrata of websites for them to be able to form an opinion. And our countries that we have free and open control or lack of control on our internet, that we are then able to get the perspectives that we need in this day and age of misinformation and disinformation. I will also argue that our governments should maintain some light control over the internet in order to stop illegal activities from occurring, especially, like I said, at a time where misinformation and disinformation is at a point today that you cannot question between fact or fiction anymore. There is a good job that's being done out there to provide different forms of information that skews perception, that rallies anger, that various businesses and government entities. And I understand the argument against net neutrality, because you will see that there are a lot of enemy states, such as Russia and China, for example, or North Korea too, that essentially would plot specific information on certain websites or use our glass house internet, for an example, to be able to change opinion or to be able to bother the ones who are fleeing the tyrannical governments in itself. Now, by keeping the internet free, we avoid the onslaught of these countries, of these greedy corporations that try to make a few extra dollars in getting access to what we have today. And now understand that data is worth more than gold, worth more than oil. We give an increased amount of gigabytes upon gigabytes of data out there on the internet for anything and everything that we do. And we don't have control over this data because a lot of businesses and organizations and countries want to collect that information. So there's been a lot of fights and arguments against if we should have our own net neutrality or not. And this is going down a slippery slope because, like I said earlier, you're starting to see a lot more attacks, especially in the cyber field. Keep in mind, I personally, back in 2015, have coined this, is that there is a war going on under our fingertips and will continue to do so as the years go on. We are now at the point where there's an all-out war beyond comprehension now in cyberspace. And it's not just necessarily the countries doing it. It's those shadow for-profit organizations that work with governments or may not be affiliated with those governments that are using the cyber crime, the cyber terrorism to inflict damage to the specific country of their targets. So that means any critical infrastructure, for example. Just think about, even in the last 5 years, there have been some major critical infrastructure attacks which brought down certain services. Now, they may be few far in between, you think, but there will be one day if we don't put certain control measures in place where you would wake up one day and things won't work the way you think, and you will lose everything in your bank. The water will be unsafe to drink, and there won't be any power to your home. So these are the things that adversaries are looking forward to in terms of dismantling the society, because that is a lot easier than dropping nuclear bombs or bringing in any sort of military hardware into a specific country where they can continue to create havoc. And this is why you see certain enemy states such as Russia, China, and North Korea invest heavily on their cyber divisions, is because they know that they can launch a certain attack, gain certain information, and be able to sit and wait or lie in wait before making an attack to disable a country. So we have no idea what our capabilities are, and they too have no idea what our capabilities are. So that's kind of the tit-for-tat situation we're in right now in terms of cyber warfare. But specifically talking about net neutrality, we need to keep this in check, because if these attacks continue and the damages continue, I have not seen anyone yet mention this, is that we will eventually turn into the same principles and ideology as communist China, where we would enact our own Great Wall of NATO, for example, and close ourselves off to these other countries or to certain data to fight the war that's going on in misinformation, disinformation. And not to say if that misinformation, disinformation war is not going to happen within our own borders in the NATO countries, or Latin America or Africa, or even in Asia. So this is very key to make sure that we maintain that balance of understanding as to why we need net neutrality, why we need to continue to push it, even though the United States loves to flip-flop with its net neutrality laws, and they need to figure out their situation, mind you. But the other NATO countries, aside from Australia, New Zealand, that they are at least able to have free and open networks, or free open internet, without the need of any sort of distractions. So this is kind of where we're at today. And this is why it's important to make sure that we continue to sing the song of net neutrality for all of our governments all over the world, for us to continue to be enabled to access the information we're looking for. Now, I know some of you will be saying, "Darnley, yes, there are ways to access information even through a firewall, for example." And yes, you're correct, but I'm just speaking more specifically on just more in layman's terms versus saying, "Well, yeah, if there's a will, there's a way." Yeah, there are ways to circumvent this, sure. I know for a fact that there are people in China that do this as well, to circumvent the Great Wall of China. I do have some contacts in there that do provide me some information that prevents or that bypasses the Great Wall of China to an extent. Sure. But understand, for usually most people who have a connection to the internet do not know how to do this. So we need to keep that in mind. So my last comments here is, by keeping the internet free, we give our people some hope in protecting against those tyrannical governments that look to control their population through psychological warfare and many non-democratic, and unfortunately there are some democratic governments such as Canada are starting to have a firm grip over the control over the data that's being accessed online. So it's a very slippery slope. So we need to make sure that we continue, as the populace of your respective country, continue to advocate the free and open internet, so that we are then continue to be able to get different sources of information, to be able to not pay extra. But lastly, keeping our internet free. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Darnley Cyber Cafe. Be sure to subscribe and stay tuned for weekly episode releases, because in the world of cybersecurity, knowledge is power. The internet is going to be delayed. The internet is not a big truck. The internet is not a big truck. Oh, while you're still here, don't forget, there are no strangers here. Next time you come back to the cafe, bring a friend. I'll see you soon. Cheers.